Siyabonga kakhulu kubantu abasha asebesiculele.
Thank you to the youth that have sung.
Sibonga nombiko lo esesuzwile amaculo asebesiculele wona.
We are thankful for the message and song that we have received.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu enganibusisa.
So may God bless you.
Futhi ningabi namahloni ngalokho enikhona.
And do not be ashamed of that which you are.
Namhlanje ishintshile izinto.
Today things have changed.
Lokho bekukuhle kuyigugu abantu bakubukela phansi.
That which is good and precious is easily now despised.
Namhlanje insizwa mayigqaja ithi nginsizwa nsi bathi abanye ho.
If a young man prides himself in being a pure man, there is a mockery.
Kusho ukuthi ukuba nodumo uma umuntu engamala athi ningibona nje mina ngescrap. Kusho ukuthi khona ukuhleke lokho kunokuthi uzwe igama lokuthi ngiyinsizwa mfi ngiyaphila angisangene lapha ekhanda.
Or would it be better for someone to stand up front and say, as you see me, I am a scrap? Well, or do we prefer that someone would say, I have withheld myself and I am pure?
Ngalezi nsuku sike sathatha uhambo saya ngapha kwaNongoma.
In these days we made a trip to Nongoma.
Sikulomcimbi ebesikona kwaNongoma. Omunye umfundisi wakhuluma lamazwi.
And being at the celebration which we attended at Nongoma, a preacher spoke on these words on this line.
Uthi umfundisi abanye abantu bafana neqhude, niyalazi iqhude.
And he says some people can be likened to a rooster. A rooster you probably know.
Leli qhude leli elithe qonqo limile esakeni lombila.
Rooster standing quite proudly on a bag of meal or mealies.
Leli qhude leli liyakhala lithi leli qhude ngafa indlala.
And then this rooster cries out and he says, I'm perishing for hunger.
Iqhude likhala libheke phezulu ngafa indlala.
Crowed. The rooster crows, looking upward, I am perishing because of hunger.
Ukuba belikela bheka phansi kancane nje, lehlisa amehlo, beliyobona ukuthi ngimi phezu kombila. Kodwa ngunakile lo mbila mina, nginakusizi lwami nje, ngafa indlala.
Instead of just bowing down a bit and looking, that on which he stands, he is just full of his own emotion, just experiencing hunger.
Kuthiwa abanye abantu bezwa lawo mazwi bakasuka babuka ukuthi avela kubani onjani abangathatha amagama njengoba enjalo ukuthi hey noma singabuka ukuthi avezwa umuntu onjani kodwa iqiniso lihle.
Well, and some maybe did not wish to hear those words or overlooked it, but if one marks those words coming from whom they came, it would be of good advice.
Cela sivule izwi lenkosi encwadini yabase Roma isahluko sesithupha ivesi lamashumi amabili nantathu.
Let us read out of Romans 6 verse 23.
Kufundeka khona kanjena, ngokuba inkokhelo yesono ingukufa, kepha isipho somusa sikaNkulunkulu singukuphila okuphakade kuKristu Jesu Inkosi yethu.
Verse 23 says, for the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Ngicela ukuphinda futhi. Ngokuba inkokhelo yesono ingukufa, kepha isipho somusa sikaNkulunkulu singukuphila okuphakade kuKristu Jesu Inkosi yethu.
May I repeat it? For the wages which sin pays is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ngalezi nsuku sikhuluma indaba kaJosepha.
In these days we are beholding and speaking on the life of Joseph.
Nasi sithombe sibekelwe sona laphaya. Umfana omncane ethandeka kubaba wakhe, indodana ethandeka kuyise.
Here the picture portrays a young man being loved by his father, his son whom he loves.
UNkulunkulu wayenzela izinto ezinkulu eziningi esezizwile ngazo lezi nsuku.
And through whom God did great things of which we heard in these days.
Kuthiwa khona konke uJoseph ayekwenza, uJehova waye kanye naye.
We just marvel that in all that Joseph did, God was with him.
Kukhona konke uJoseph ayekwenza, uJehova waye kuye, uJehova wayehamba naye.
In all that he did, the Lord Jehovah was with him, was in him.
Manje bantabash.
And now, young people,
ezweni lakithi njengamanje sinenkinga enkulu kabi, inkinga kagesi.
Here in our country we have a great problem now relevant and concerning lack of electricity.
Ngicabanga ukuthi izwe elifana nezwe lakithi, izwe elikhulu kangaka, lingane inkinga kagesi, ikakhulukazi ngalesi sikhathi uma ukhuluma ngeze business, kuthiwe kuhamba ugesi amahora athile, imisebenzi imile. Njengoba imisebenzi ingekho nje, imisebenzi imile, iqhubeki, awukho ugesi ezweni elifana naleli.
Should this be in such a big country, abundant resources, with so many resources, so many possibilities, and that the economy should wane and fracture, businesses should stand still due to lack of employment, that we should even suffer this shortage?
Imsebenzi emele aqhubekeka kusebenzeki koze kubuye ugesi ongaziwa nokuthi uyobuya nini.
And the work stands still, not knowing when the power will come on again.
Ngoba kulahleke kuswelekela abantu abahamba noNkulunkulu abantu abesaba uNkulunkulu.
This is due to the lack of people walking with God, walking in the fear of God.
Abantu abanhliziyo yabo isondelene nenhliziyo kaNkulunkulu.
People whose hearts are close to God's heart.
Abantu abahamba noNkulunkulu, abantu abaphilela uNkulunkulu.
People who walk with God and living for Him.
UJosefa uphila esikhathini esabanzima kuyena empilweni yakhe ngoba ngokubusiswa uNkulunkulu kanti kwabanye kwabayiva kubona.
Joseph lived in a very difficult circumstance or time for him personally, and for others he was, so to say, a thorn in the flesh.
Isixwayiso nje, ungalengumelane nogcotsho uNkulunkulu.
The warning is here: never dare to contradict and to oppose that which is anointed of God.
Ungalengi umelane nothunywe uNkulunkulu.
Never oppose someone sent by God.
Ungalengi ulwe nothunywe uNkulunkulu.
Never dare to contradict and to fight against someone sent by God.
Okumangalisayo lana uJoseph izitha zakhe zaba nkulu akubanga abantu abakude naye abantu abaseceleni ngeshwa abafowabo ingane zakwabo zikayise kwayizona ezimelana naye kwabayizona ezakhuzungu lokumbulala akubanga abantu abaseceleni akubanga abantu abakude.
And with Joseph it was not strangers opposing him, but it was his very own brothers born of his father that were close to him, that were opposing him and were after his own lifeblood.
Umbuzo abana ungubani yena ukuba singabuswa uye? Ungubani yena sizokhothamela yena manje? Ungubani yena sizothobela yena manje? Emncane kangaka kunathi.
What ruled them was, who is he that he should rule over us? Who is he? Why him that we need to bow down to him? Where does he get his superiority from?
Esikhundleni sokuba azi ukuthi maseqhamuka abakubo uphephile uyosinda noma ngabe khona into ebizomlimaza, kodwa labantu obekuyibona obekumele ukuthi bamsekele babe kanye naye yibo kanye abamelana naye. Inkinga kaJosefa,
hamba noNkulunkulu. His problem, Joseph, those whom he should have been able to find support and refuge, they were the ones that were hating him and fighting to end his cause.
Isizwe esinjalo siyapi? Abantu abanjalo bazoyapi? Esikhundleni sokuba basekele okuhle, hayi, lona oza nokuhle akabula.
What will become of such a nation? What will become of such people? Instead of supporting the good, they seek to revenge themselves and to destroy whatever good ought to have come their way.
Lokho kwenzeke enkosini yethu Jesu. Abantu akade bebonga khona manje, hosana hosana kweliphezulu. Ngakuthathanga insuku ezingakanani, bona labo bantu akabethelwe, akabethelwe, umele kufa.
And our Lord Jesus experienced something similar. One day, the people were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, to the one who came in the name of the Lord. And a few days later, they were shouting out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
UJosefa wefana uyifica esendaweni efanayo mayefika kubafowabo ibona abamcabangela ukuthi bazombulala kanjani ngoba bebona ukuthi uzenza kangcono kunabo.
And Joseph found himself in a similar situation that they were seeking his life and they were trying to exercise their authority and their convictions over him, trying to get rid of him.
Indaba sizwile isigcino uJoseph abamphosa emgodini bahamba babuyele ekhaya kumzali wabo kubaba wabo nanti ijazi elimabalabala elinemibala eminingi litholakala nemegazi kusobala ukuthi isilwane esinonya simdlile akulona ijazi lakhe leli na.
Eventually they could throw him into a pit and then send and take his robe, his multicolored robe, send it to his father and claiming that because of the blood that was on it, that a wild animal had devoured him.
Wakhala ubaba wakhe, wamlilela, insuku elila, ehluphekile, efelwe indodana yakhe. Kanti lezi ngane zazi kahle ukuthi zenzeni ngendodana yakhe.
And the father was heartbroken and he bewailed his son. In front of these his sons that knew the truth and knew that they were presenting a lie to their father.
Hlobo zam, singakwenza konke, singazidla izono siyifihle, sithi akekho obonile, akekho waziyo. Ngicela ukukutshela uhleli laphansi, ukhona okubonile, likhona ihle likubonile.
Friend, you can try to hide your sin. Claim no one saw you. You were the only one there. There is an eye that was upon you and that has seen it and recorded it.
Ungafihla wena uthi akekho waziyo, akekho ngibonile, akekho waziyo ukuthi lento ngigqibephi, ngifihle kuphi nendawo.
You can say no one was present. There was no one who saw it. It is your own secret. You have concealed it. But no, that is your version of it.
Nalokho abantu abakunyenyeza emakamelweni bengabona umuntu lithi iBhayibheli kuyoshodwa phezu kwezindlu uNkulunkulu ozobe sekhuluma egcineni.
Bible says the wages of sin is death. Wherever you have hidden, wherever you have hidden and buried that, the Bible says there is nothing concealed that shall not be revealed, nothing hidden that will not be shown openly. That which you have whispered behind closed doors, we will shout it from the rooftops.
Imali kagogo wakho wayintshontshayo, imali kama wakho wayintshontshayo kwasolo abanye abantu kanti wena uyazi ukuthi uwe leso sono sakho sahlezi phambi kaNkulunkulu.
That money that you have stolen, whether it be from your grand or from your mom, and other people are accused of it, you know the truth. That sin is waiting for you in God's presence.
Leso sono sizokufica, leso sono sizokubulala.
The truth is that sin will catch up with you, and it is the sin that will kill you.
Sono siyabulalana.
Sin kills.
Khona abaningi abangakufakazela lokho uthi hawu nginje nje ingenxa yesono, ingenxa lezinto engazidla, engizidlayo, izo lezi esezingikhahlaze kangaka.
And many people can bear witness to that, that it's this my sin, it is the sin that has devoured me, that has eaten me like a cancer.
Ah, we saw no sin king.
Sin is a terrible problem.
Uthola umfana omncane osemncane, kodwa ngenxa yesono, ngenxa yalokho akudlayo, usekhahlazekile. Omunye usefana nexhegu ikhehlala ngempela.
There is a boy, or as a boy, maybe you can partake of sin, and the sin in which you are indulging yourself in, that even in as a youngster, you look like an old man, aged.
Ungathola intombazane nayo ngenxa yezono. Incane le ntombazane, kodwa kusabonakala ukuthi incane. Usubona ugogo nje, usubona isalukwazi nje.
Likewise, a young girl, she's still young, but because of the sin that has eaten away at her, she's numbered amongst the grannies.
Ngaleyo ndlela, umonakalo odalwa yisono empilweni yomuntu. Abanye abantu bafika endaweni lakuthi bengazi ukuthi kusayolunga, kusayophinda kulunge na, njengoba senginjena na.
And the corruption and decay that sin causes is of such an extent that you ask yourself, is there any remedy? Can I still return to my former state or be healed out of this lost state?
Kodwa mina ngale ndlela engibona uNkulunkulu esiqoqa ngayo, ngale ndlela engibona uNkulunkulu esihlanganisa ndawonye, kukhona inhloso ezinhle uNkulunkulu anazo ngathi.
But for me, I see our coming together, that God has got a purpose, an intention for you.
UNkulunkulu ufuna ukusakha kabusha. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukusibumba kabusha. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukuba sifane noJosefa, sibe izinsizwa zaseNingizimu neAfrika, njengoba ubona nje umonakalo ongaka osuwenzakele bantwana babantu.
God wants to remake us, rebuild us. He has got plans to make us into a Joseph, to make us into a people that can be blessed, can be of assistance to our country, which is in dire need of healing.
UJosefa ukuze uNkulunkulu akwazi ukumsebenzisa, ngibona kukhona umthelela ukuthi wayesezandleni ezinjani, wakhuliswa abantu abanjani, wakhuliswa umndeni onjani.
And I believe that Joseph grew up and became of the caliber that he was a result of his upbringing and under whose care and in whose hands he was brought up.
Musukubukela phansi ukuba sesandleni sabazali abaqotho.
Never despise being brought up in hands of parents that are upright.
Musukulwa nabazali abakhuzayo mawenza okubi.
Don't fight against and don't contradict parents.
Musukulwa nogogo wakho oqondisayo okuzamela okungcono. Musukumbona ekulahlekisela amathuba amahle owabonayo wena emehlweni akho.
Don't oppose, even if it be your grand who is trying to make you some out of you some respectable person. Don't despise that correction and that straightening. even if it seems unpleasant to you at the time.
Musukulwa nesandla esikufunzayo, musukulwa nalo olusizo kuwe.
Don't fight against that hand that is feeding you. Don't fight against that person that is trying to help you.
Ah, ulaba bakhalinywayo, abasizwayo, abeqelwayo, uthola ukuthi lona owecelwayo khipha inhlamba engaka, uma wakhe ambize ngalokhu, ugogo wakhe ambize ngalento, ngoba nje uyanqabela ukuba wenzele izinto zakho.
Very often you oppose, you rebel, and instead of accepting correction, you just see the faults, you just see the evil that is happening to you.
Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi uJosefa wakhulela esandleni sabazali futhi ubaba wakhe emkhombisa uthando, musukulwa nalona okuthandayo, musukulwa nomzali wakho, musukulwa nalona okwenzela izinto.
And because Joseph experienced the love of his father, of his parents, and he returned that in his reaction towards it. Don't fight against the one who is exerting his love and exercising love towards you.
Esikubonayo bantomazana, esikubonayo bosisi, sibona uJosefa zonke izinto ayifundiswa ebusheni bakhe, ebuncaneni bakhe, zimsiza noma esesenkingeni.
We see, young ladies, all that Joseph was taught in his childhood, being of help and seeing him through all difficulties.
Aw, Josepha konke akufundiswayo ukuthi kumele aphile kanjani, kumele aziphathe kanjani, phambi kwakhe kwakumuNkulunkulu.
And in all that Joseph was taught and brought up in, God was presented before his very eyes.
Ikho enalokhu ukuthi ngingona kanjani kuNkulunkulu, ngingakwenza kanjani okubi, ngone uNkulunkulu, kwakumuNkulunkulu phambi kwakhe.
And that's why he could utter these words, "How could I do such a thing as to sin before God?" He saw God.
UJosefa wayemesaba uNkulunkulu, kwakumuNkulunkulu engakwazi ukuyihlanganisa nokona, ngoba engafuni ukuba kulahlekele ubudlelwana nabo noNkulunkulu.
Joseph saw God before him. He didn't want to partake of a sin, partake of something, to lose the fellowship, the relationship which he had with God.
Noma esendaweni esedayisiwe, eyifice esegibhithe, elahliwe, ungekho umuntu wakubo, esemathubeni okona, kodwa phambi kwakhe, kumi lo Jehova, ngingona kanjani uNkulunkulu.
And that's why Joseph experienced being sold, going sent, dragged off to a foreign country, a country where all the liberties of sinning were at his disposal. But God stood before his eyes and he feared him.
Noma wayesemathubeni okona, kodwa phambi kwakhe kwami uNkulunkulu, ngingona kanjani, ngingasenza kanjani lesi sono.
Though he had all the opportunity to sin, yet he saw God and said, "How can I sin against God?"
Siyezwa ukuthi nangu mama lona, nangu umkamuntu, nangu umuntu omdala. Awu bakithi, nangu umuntu onomyeni wakhe, amehla akhe waphonsa, uyaphindelela, waphonsa enganeni, uyamncenga, Uyamncenga, uyamncenga.
And here this Joseph, seeing this mother, seeing this wife of a respectable man, wooing him, throwing her glances at him, begging him, enticing him.
Baningi abafana bawile namhlanje.
There are many boys that have just fallen prey.
Baningi abafana balahlekelwe umfizi wabo namhlanje.
So many young men that have just lost their virginity.
Baningi abafana bakhohlwe iziyalo zabazali babo.
Many boys have forgotten instructions of their parents.
Baningi abafana abakhumbula manje cwebe inyembezi ukuthi mina ngangifundiswa kuhle kodwa ngakudedela lokho ngenxa yesikhashanyana nje.
And many boys now with tears in their eyes said, now I remember all the instruction that I received, but I have despised it.
Baningi abanye abantu namhlanje banesifo sengculazi. Ngani na? Bahluleke ukugcina amazwi abazali babo ababebayale ngabo. Bayihlulekile ukugcina amazwi abefundisi babo akade bebayale ngawo.
And they did that just for the pleasure of a moment. And now it's all regret. How many people are now sitting with disease of HIV and AIDS, recognizing too late that they have failed to hold on and to guard their instruction? And someone has mentioned these days.
And
he said that everyone doesn't speak about AIDS anymore. Everyone doesn't see any danger anymore, but now it is really rife. Now it is really evident, and still the infection is on the increase.
Bafana xwayana amantombazana. Noma ngentombazana noma sekumama okuncengayo xwaya. Baleka. Josepha wabaleka. Wasala majasi.
Boys, beware of the girls. Beware of the women that are speaking words of enticement. Flee, run away, like Joseph did.
Abaningi abasha zinsizwa. Abaningi bayithola bakulolu tawo kabakulona ngesimanga sokuthi bathola ingcindezi kwabanye. Thola peer pressure. Bona ngathi uyahlekwa, bona ngathi uyabhuqwa, ubukelwa phansi, wathengwa amagama abangani bakho, isigcino wayithola ususebhodweni, abangani bakho abangasazi ukuthi bazophuma kanjani kulona, udonsekile, phaphama sekumnyama.
And many are in a predicament nowadays because of having listened to advice of others. Many are finding themselves in difficult circumstances. They were oppressed by peer pressure, by words, by mockery, by being laughed at, and they find themselves in a pot and don't maybe know how to get out of that. And even the friends don't know how to get you out of that.
Mantomazan, ake niyeke lendlela, ake niyeke lendaba yokuzifunela, yokuzeshelela.
Young girls, why don't you stop being on the lookout, choosing and going after the one whom you desire?
Tomazan, awusihlali ngani ngentombazane? Awuyigcini ngani? Yini uhamba ununusela? Yini uhamba wena uyigabisa? Abanye baze bagqoke lezi ngubo ongayiqondi ukuthi zinguboni lezi. Noma ubanana.
Why don't you live your life free from all troubles, self-infliction that you go around wooing, trying to entice, trying to get attention, and wearing things which cannot be called clothing, all types and shapes and sorts, even those that looks like a banana.
Abanye baze basho wesibanibani kanti isilima wena ubona.
And then you go around bragging, go around showing off your body, trying to be enticing to the boys, to the young men, that they just fall for you.
Kuyaqaca ukuthi nakulesi sikhathi baswelekile abantu abanomgogodla, ziswelekile insizwa enomgogodla, ziswelekile intombi enomgogodla ezime emazwini kaNkulunkulu. Asikwazi thina ukona, asikwazi ukungcolisa leli thempeli likaNkulunkulu ngoba lemzimba iyithempeli likaNkulunkulu.
Now there's such a need for young men with a backbone, for young women with a backbone who can stand under any pressure, who can hold on to the word of God and say, I cannot but be true to my God.
Kodwa engikuthandayo ngoJoseph, noma eseboshwe sengene etilongweni ngezinto angazazi, akagudluki kulokho ayikho, yikho uNkulunkulu eyibonakalisa kuyena noma esetilongweni.
Oh, cannot we just marvel at Joseph, even though wrongly imprisoned, not for the wrong that he did, but remaining faithful, remaining, keeping his composition as he had before.
Ukhona okuningi okusilahlekelayo ngokushiya indawo yethu, ngokushiya le ndawo emqoka yokuzigcina kuyilokhu uNkulunkulu akufunayo.
Why do we forsake that place of being under the care, of being kept and being uncontaminated?
Yazi khona izinto ezincane sibukela phansi, kanti lezi zinto ngokuzenza kwethu noma sesikhulile siyokwaziwa ngalezi zinto esazenza sibancane.
Maybe we despise, there are small things in our lives as young, as children, which we despise, and then they accompany us and later become the thing that ensnares us.
I guess that's a puzzle of web.
Let us just look at the point of stealing.
Oh, banga gabanda banga chonjiglis katsamash.
How many people are bound by thieving?
Benkuluma ngokes.
I spoke about electricity.
Abaningi bethu manje sesasebenzisa ugesi.
Most of us now make use of electricity.
Enye ingxenye edala ukuthi izwe libe lokho elikhona ngogesi. Ilogesi esingafuni ukukhokhela.
One of the problems of the power supply is because of the usage of power and not wanting to pay for it.
Uyapheka.
You cook.
Uyakhanyisa.
You light up your
room. Uyayina.
You iron.
Uayina ngakho wenza ngakho konke lokhu ngento yokwebiwa.
All this you do through stealing.
Ukwenza konke lokhu ngogesi wokwebiwa eningawukhokhelanga.
Oh, doing all this through power that has been tapped and not paid for.
Kunye ngwaziyo. Ithi iBhayibheli ngakho konke esikwenzayo sisamisela ukuba siyokuma phambi kwakhe yena yedwa uNkulunkulu nangakho konke esikwenzile selokhu kuphila.
One thing I know, we will all still have to give an account before God of all our doings, all our thieving, our wrongdoing.
Ilona lo phakathi kwethu usamela ukuthi ame phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela sikaNkulunkulu ngayo yonke imisebenzi ayenzile ephansi kwalokhu kuphila.
We also need to appear before the judgment seat of Christ and be judged according to all that we have done while in this life. Each one will be judged according to his own sin. Each one will be rewarded as to his own sin. Each one will be condemned for his own sin. And each one will still have to reap because of the good that he has done, if he has done good. But never imagine that you will reap good when you have done bad.
Josepha akafuni ukwenza okubi kwisaba uNkulunkulu.
Joseph did not want to do evil because of his fear for God.
Noma sekumbiza ukuba ahlale ejele, noma sekumbiza ukuba abe isiboshwa, kodwa uthi mangiboshwe ngenxa kaJesu kungilungele ukuba ngibe kule ndawo.
And he was willing to go to jail, willing to be a prisoner for Christ's sake. He was willing to accept that.
Okumnandi ukuthi uJoseph noma esejele wethembeka phakathi ejele.
What's wonderful about Joseph, even though he was in prison, he was a blessing even there.
Emajele kuthiwa kuhlunyeleliswa izimilo zabantu.
And we hear that in the jails people lose their morals.
Kodwa ngizwile ngalezi nsuku abanye baze bafuna ukulwa, abanye bayathetha. Bathethelani? Bathethela inombolo. Libamabezo nje le nombolo ka-26 ukuthi abafe.
But as we have heard in these days, there's a battle raging of belonging to a certain 26 group or so. You prepared to do the extreme just because of position.
Kwabanye ukuthi umuntu athi sengake ngaba sejele. Ha kube ngathi promotion leyo. Igugu kuba sejele.
Some speak as if they are quite proud of having been in jail. Is that to your credit?
Omunye umuntu kube ngathi kuba kwakhe sejele obathola le nombolo 26, 28. Bathawe izingqondo lezo. Kusho ukuthi impela ke kubaleka abantu makufika bona ejene kube ngathi into enhle udumo lolo kanti bekumele babe namahloni abantu ukuthi egameni lami noma kuyitayitli yami sekukhona ukuthi ngake ngaba sejene udumo lolo.
To boast about having been in prison and having attained to a certain 26 or 28 group, is that a laurel to you? Is that something to boast about?
God to Joseph esikuzwayo noma ekhona ejele wathembeka uNkulunkulu ngoba wayeqonda ukuthi ungene lapho ngongemthetho ngongamfanele.
But Joseph could be true to God and be faithful there because he knew, I am here because of the good that I have done.
Yini wena lena ekunyakazisayo? Yini lena eqhubayo? Ubani lona ohlala kuwena? Ubani lona wena oseduze kwakho? Okholayo endleleni yakho na?
Who is working you within you? Who is shaping your life? Who is forming you to do what you are doing?
Ubani lono lawula impilo yakho? Ubani lona oqhubezela phambili kokuhle? Ubani lona oseduze kwakho noma wena oseduze kwakhe?
Who directs your life? Who drives you to do what to do good? Who is the one who is close to you?
Imaphi lamandla aqhubezela phambili? Imaphi lamandla wena kuwe? Imaphi lamandla oyithola usondele kuona na?
What is your source, your energy? What is your power? What is the power that drives you to do the things that you do?
Kodwa ubusisiwe ozofana noJoseph. Ukuthi mina amandla engihamba ngawo yiwa amandla kaNkuluNkulu, yiwa amandla kaJehova, uyena owambula izinto ezinhle empilweni yami.
Blessed the one who is driven by the power of God as Joseph was, that was the power that enabled him to do the good, to be faithful unto his Lord.
Ake ngikhulume ngomona, isono somona.
Let me touch upon the sin of jealousy. Because many are riddled and pained by jealousy. Jealousy chooses no ages, whether you're young or old. It influences you. Some start with it at school.
Uma nje kukhona ingane eklasini lakhe ephuma phambili, awuyibongeli, kunalokho uyayicasukela.
If there's a child or a colleague at school in your class that gets good marks, well, instead of you can have got no praise for him, you actually just despise and are irritated at
it.
The one with the good points that always goes ahead. You haven't got a good thought about him. You even devise ways of harming him and hurting him. If you see your neighbor progressing, advancing, you are not favorable to him. You even just look at him in a despiseful way and even you wish death on him.
You
see somebody who's better dressed than you are, and you are filled with jealousy. You just hope the worst for him. You wish him to be splattered with mud, or somehow that he will have to suffer.
Abanye abantu ngemlomo yabo babulela abantu abaningi kunomuntu ophatha isibhamu noshef ngoba banenhliziyo embi ecabangela abanye abantu izinto ezimbi.
And men, others can speak evil of others, and it is not just that you take his life and use a weapon against him, but your tongue does maybe more damage than you would.
Kodwa esikutholayo kuJosepha sithola okuhlukile. Ingane ehamba noNkulunkulu. Insizwa ehamba noNkulunkulu. Kukhona ukuphila kuyona.
But with Joseph, how different. One who walks with God, who gets his resources and his life from God.
Izwe eliholo abantu abesaba uNkulunkulu izwe eliholo oJosefa igibhithe lakhona linokudla okuningi igibhithe lakhona liyaphumelela ngoba liholo abantu abanombono liholo abantu abacabangela abantu kodwa mangabe kukhona izwe eliholo abantu abangenayo uNkulunkulu bayicabangela amaphakethi abo kuphela.
There we find Joseph becoming as a ruler over a nation, bringing blessing, bringing prosperity, people being blessed by him. There is abundance, but a people that are seeking their own gain. It is the downfall of the nation and the poor inhabitants that need to suffer.
Uma izwe lingenakholwa oJosefa siyobona okuningi njengoba siqalile nje sikubona uyezwa kuthiwa khona okhomishana lamakhomishana enziwayo bayabizwa abantu kuthiwa beze phambi kwekhomishana abanye kubonakale kube sobala kucaca ukuthi bantshontshile bayidlile imali njengoba singenagesi nje kodwa emva kwalokhu akwenzeki lutho abangena emajele akwenziwa lutho.
Even our country, if it is led by people that haven't got the spirit of Joseph, what good can we expect? We are seeing commissions one after the other being commissioned into inquiries. But amazingly, we see how monies have got lost. But that seems to be the end of the story. There's no recompense. Well, maybe we are still on the way to get even more power cuts and our nation will maybe also slip even further downwards.
Zonakale ziphele izinto ngoba abantu abamesaba uNkulunkulu.
And things go wrong and resources come to an end. For lack of people fearing God.
UJoseph akanawo amaqhubu. Akanakho ukuphindisela okubi ngokubi.
Joseph, having no grudges, he doesn't recompense evil for evil.
Kukhona isisho sesiZulu.
There's a Zulu saying.
Ungabo singcolisa isihlahla.
You should never, so to say, defile or dirty a tree.
Ngisho kahle mina ngiyahlonipha. Ungabo singcolisa isihlahla. Ushiwa ngamagama aqoqoshemeyo. Kuthiwa ngoba kusasa uzobuya ufune ukuzophumula kulomthunzi ongcolisileyo.
I say it respectfully because maybe tomorrow you will need the shade of that tree. But you wouldn't like to come to rest under that tree that you have left in that state previously. There was famine in the land.
Wasetshenzwa abahamba noNkulunkulu abawona amavila bayasebenza ngezandla zabo bese liyaqhumizwe bayasizakala bakhe khona.
But because of a Joseph who had the spirit of God in him and who was full of wisdom, he foresaw this famine and was able to work, to be diligent, and to prepare for the famine that was to come. And people who serve God are not slack and lazy, but you will find diligence in them. And there was even in the famine in the land of where his family and relatives lived.
Aw. Kwasekuzwakala ukuthi khona ukudla eGibhithe.
And then it was heard there is food available in Egypt.
Basebethunya abafobo bakaJosepha bethunya uyise uJakobe ehlelana eGibhithe niyothenga ukudla siyafa indlala lapha.
And then the father of these young men, Jacob, he sent them, his sons, down to Egypt to see whether they couldn't buy nourishment there. I'm just cutting it short.
Bona sebenzile lento, sebemdayisile umfo wabo, bacabanga ukuthi kuphelile, kanti akuphelile uNkulunkulu.
They had resolved in their deed that Joseph had, his life has ended, but in with God the story did not end there.
Joseph wababona beseza kude abafowethu labaya ungasenza isono sakho ukhohlwe kodwa umenziwa akakhohlwa.
Joseph noticed them from afar as his brothers. You can hide your sin. You can think it is gone and nobody has noticed. Someone keeps notice of it.
Kunjalo nje. Baningi abantu esibonayo. Baningi abantu esibaphatha kabi size sikhohle. Kodwa yazi lokho lo muntu owamphatha kabi akakhohliwe yena. Wazi nosuku nesikhathi owamona ngaso.
There are many things and many people we may be sin against, and maybe we've forgotten it, but maybe the person whom you have wronged, he hasn't forgotten it. He remembers the day, he even remembers the time when it took place.
Uma ngamlela uJoseph akwafika khona lapho edinga ukuthi azethule khona kubafowabo akashonga ukuthi kuphakathi ngize ngibathole abangenzi okubi ha ngoba yena uhamba noNkulunkulu.
And to cut the short story, there came the time which Joseph had to introduce himself to his brothers. He did not now say, this is my day of revenge. No, he was even in those circumstances led and filled by the Spirit of God.
Kukhona abahamba lana abagcwele amagqubu, amagqubu eminyaka. Mhlambe sekuya igqubu leminyaka eyishumi. Awukhohlwa umuntu owakwenza okubi. Omunye ethi noma ngabe wafika waxolisa, ngiyakuxolela kodwa ngeke ngikhohlwe isenzo owasenza kimi.
Maybe there are many people that are running around with grudges and grudges of yours. And maybe there are some that have said, yes, I forgive him, but forget, I can never.
Go to Joseph and amaye xolela, uxolela ngokupheleleyo, njengoba sazi nathi ukuthi masize enkosini uJesu, sifuna lolu xolo. Uma ehlanza, uhlanza ngokupheleleyo, asiphe ukuxolela okupheleleyo, uma siza kuyena ngenhliziyo yethu yonke.
But Joseph was applying forgiveness to the situation. And in this like manner, if we approach Christ, we seek forgiveness, knowing that he will freely forgive, and that this attitude can be ours in turn to forgive.
UJakobe wayazi ukuthi ingane yakhe kade yafa, kanti wayekhohliswa izingane zakhe. Namhlanje sekuvela obala ukuthi hawu, kanti ingane yami yaphila.
Jacob had, so to say, forgotten about his son Joseph, knowing that it had been his end years or decades ago. But now he receives that tidings. Your son lives.
Mhlobam, igqube elisenhlizweni yakho liyakudla futhi lizokubulala. Okubalulekile nongakwenza wena, zana kuJesu, zilethe enkosini uJesu. Uthi inkosi, nansi yami inkinga, nginamagquba, angikwazi ukumxolela umuntu. Noma ngithi ngiyamxolela ngisakhumbula. Ngoba noNkulunkulu ukwazi kanjalo.
And friend, that grudge of yours that will eat at you and eventually cause death within you. The only solution outcome possible to you that you come to Christ and that you are saved out of this sin that is so encompassing you.
We are full of spouses. We are full of what Jehovah says to Zewako.
You seek blessing. You want the spirit that was in Joseph to be in you as well, actively working in you, then forgive.
You
want a good, to be in right standing with God, enjoy fellowship with Him, then exercise love. Do to others as you would have them do unto you. You love to be forgiven, but do you forgive? You don't wish anybody else to have a grudge against you, but do you forgive others? And if you forgive him with all your heart, not a forgiveness that you say, yes, but.
Akumangalisi uJosepha atholakale esikhundleni njengalesi, atholakale phethe, atholakale lakha, elidevelopha izwe laseGibhithe, lihamba nomuntu liphethwe libuswa.
It's no wonder that Joseph ruled this nation, bringing about blessing and managing the whole country to be productive and to have in a fullness and sufficiency.
Ngaphandle kaNkulunkulu asinako umthokozisi uNkulunkulu.
Without this attitude, without this forgiveness, how can we ever please God? Without the fear of God, He will never be with us on all our ways.
If we continue
living in our sin, God will turn us back on and He will not be with us. Without God, we will be like that rooster who's crowing, dying of famine, and does not recognize he's standing on a bag of maize.
But
God is calling unto us. He revives hope. He brings about a new hope, and we can experience that hope through the redemption and salvation of our sin. And there will be a hope for South Africa. And there will be a hope for a bright future of people who fear God.
And
even constitutional laws will be changed. Why? Because the land is governed and ruled by people who fear God. Not that. Not allowing freedom of dacha and hashish abuse, not promoting sex education in the school. What is the future of such a country.
Kodwa masihamba ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu uyokhuluma nathi. uNkulunkulu uyosambulela izinto eziyoba usizo kithi kuze kusizakale nesizwe sakithi futhi.
But if we fear God, he will speak to us and we will implement those things which are pleasing and acceptable to God.
Before I pray, allow me to say this. It's not much. I know you are in a hurry now to go rest and sleep. There's no one as privileged as you young people. People who are being warned through the word of God. We will grow well and properly having heard all the truths. Our parents have allowed us to come to this conference, but now it's up to us whether we receive what we hear.
Mina ngusisekile ngihleli phansi bekusemnandi ukuzwa izwi lenkosi sishunyayelwa kube ngathi ungashunyayelwa kuze kuse ngendlela engizwe ngayo ngihleli phansi.
To me it was still a blessing. It was still nice just to drink and hear God's word being preached. It was as if it can just be preached right till the next morning.
Iculo lethi sinevangeli basha liyasiqondisa.
The song says, young people, we've got a gospel and it makes us straight.
Lithi lingcono liyeke kunokubunfamfathe.
It says you better leave it than to just take it and just play around with it.
Awudedele uNkulunkulu aqondise nomzali wakho aqondise uzobona uzokhula.
Just allow God to straighten you, to correct you, and your parent to correct you, then you will grow up.
Uyazi umugqokile bavele bathi abantu nanga umqwayizi unike igama nje ukuthi usumqwayizi njalo.
You know, if you dressed in a certain way, by just that people can see, they just say there is a prostitute, they just give you a name.
Ugqokile wena kanti usuziphi igama kubantu ukuthi nanga umqwayizi ngamanye amazwi nasi isifebe.
You are dressed and by your way of dressing, you've given yourself a name to people. They say, there is a prostitute, there is a harlot.
Namhlanje sebekubeka kangcono bathi umqwayisi. Nizwile mase ngithi nasi sifebe nathuka. Manje mandlelo ogqoka ngayo utshela abantu ukuthi wena uyisifebe.
Now the way you dress, you are shouting and calling out to people, telling them you are a prostitute.
Nawe mfana uma ugqoka lamabhuluku akupintshayo ukhombisa ngempela ukuthi ufuna ukuthi abantombazane akubuke ukuthi ubuntu bakhe bumi kanjani.
And you as a young man, the way you dress, put on those tight fitting pants, you showing up that you want girls and ladies to see all your parts.
Ufuna abantu bekubukeke wena ukuthi awunasimilo kwawena mfana nje ngendlela ogqoka ngayo.
You want people to see and know that you are immoral the way you dress up yourself.
Yadabuka mawibiza ukuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu kodwa ugqoka ngendlela ekhubekisa abantu ukuthi wena awuyena umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
I feel sorry for you if you call yourself a child of God but you still dress in a way that stumbles make other people to stumble.
Umzilo okhulumela ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakhuluma naye ukuthi akayeke ugqoka kanje. Kusho njalo izolo. Uma wena uNkulunkulu engakakhulumi nawe, angiboni uthi lo uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo.
Did you hear what the other person said who spoke here and said, God told the person, this is how you must dress, this is how you must put on, which clothing you must put on.
Unless. Musungitshela ukuthi hayi inkonzo yakithi. Mina ngithi wena uNkulunkulu uthini kuwena?
Unless God speaks to you and tells you how to dress, I don't think you've met God. And don't tell me that in our church we do it this way. My question is, God, has He spoken to you?
Hey, uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma nathi.
God does speak to us.
Mina wena uthinike kuwena.
Now, what does He say to you?
Abazali balindele ukuthi uzothufika ekhaya uthi nalokhu nalokhu angisakufuni ukugqoka ma. Njengoba ungigqokisa lento nalento angisayifuni, uNkulunkulu ukhulumile nami.
And back at home, your parents are waiting. They are expecting to see when you come back that you will say, my parents, my mother, I'm not willing to dress up like this now. I want to dress up like this. God has spoken to me.
Awulalela ubaba wakho, uma wakho, mfundisi ethi, musu kuyiphatha kanje, eqondisa. Awulalela ivangeli, uma lishunyayelwa liqondisa, awulalela.
Obey your mother, your father, your parents, your preacher when he tells you, don't dress like this, don't do this. Listen and obey when the gospel is being preached and God is directing you through it.
Iculo basha elishoyo ukuthi sinevangeli basha liyasiqondisa.
It's a song, young people, which says we've got a gospel and that gospel put us straight.
Lithi basha. Alisho ukuthi we muntu omdala lithi webasha sinevangeli elisiqondisayo. Nanga umuntu uJoseph waqondiswa yile vangeli ngendlela yoyikayise naye owayiphatha kahle.
It says, the song says, we've got a gospel, young people. It doesn't say older people, but it says, young people, we've got a gospel, which is making us straight. It directs us straight. Here is a Joseph who has been directed by the gospel from his father that made him to be a straight young man.
UJakobe waye umkhohlisi. Waye kanje ngokuthi Jakobe kusho ukuthi umkhohlisi. UNkulunkulu wamguqula wambiza ngegama lokuthi uIsrael ngobe sebambene naye.
Now Jacob has been given that name, and that name means he is a deceiver. He was a deceiver, but God changed him. He named him Israel because he had met God.
Eye kuyise ethi mina ngiuEsau. Mayefika uyise wamthinta wathi ake ngizwe la ukuthi ngampela ingane yami. Kodwa mayezwa wathi hayi iphimbo akulona elika Esau.
Because he had deceived his father, he went to him and said to him, I am Esau. And his father wanted to feel and touch him. And upon feeling him, he felt that it's him, Esau, but the voice was not Esau's voice.
Waphenduka kulokho, wabambana noNkulunkulu, khona lapho wabo Israel. Hlambe nawe ungaguqulwa namhlanje ube isidalwa esisha mawusala nawe guqula impilo yakho ubizwe ngelinye igama ukuthi usumntwana kaNkulunkulu na usufana noJoseph impilo yakho.
But he repented from that. He wrestled with God and God changed him there. And maybe you also can be changed, but if you just remain behind and bring yourself, bring your life to God, He will change you and you will be changed and given a new name that you are now a child of God like Joseph.
Siyabonga Baba Ngubane inkonzo sisiphe yona.
Thank you very much to Baba Ngubane for the sermon.
Asithandaze.
Let us pray.
Nkulunkulu wethu siyabonga ukuthi usukhulumile nathi.
Our God, we thank you that you have spoken to us.
Uyasithanda Nkulunkulu abekho abanenhlanhla njengathi.
You love us, our God. There's no one as privileged as ours.
Landiwe Nkosi ngeendawo ngeendawo asikhokhanga ngisho cent.
We've been collected, Lord, from different places and we did not pay a cent.
Akukho umnikelo okuzothi makuphela inkonzo kuthiwa sishiye umnikelo.
And there's no offering or there's no collection that will be done after the conference.
Umnikelo okuyiwona wona ukuthi umuntu azihlanganise nenkosi avume izono zakhe.
But the only collection or an offering that one must bring is that we need to bring ourselves to God and be reconciled with
ebese philele inkosi.
And then live for Him.
Kulelo bandle kulona nakulo ndawo akuyona.
In our churches where we are, in our places where we come from.
Aphile impilo ka Joseph.
And that we may live a life of Joseph.
Noma ngabe ulaphi lapha khona.
It doesn't matter where we are.
konke lokho Nkosi kobe kuthokozisa igama lakho.
And all that, Lord, will bring joy to your name.
Siyabonga ke Nkosi ukuthi uyasithanda ukuthi nathi singabasha singathola inkonzo ezinjengalezi sikhule Nkosi kumazini uNkulunkulu.
And we thank you, Lord, that you love us as young people, that we can get such a kind of services that we may grow in knowing you.
Busisa Nkosi inceku yakho umfundisi Tekeni owazwela ukuthi nathi singakwazi ukuhlanganyela kulelo phahla sizwe izwi lakho singabantu abasha.
Lord, please bless your servant Reverend Stegen, who also felt that we need to come together under this roof as young people to hear your word.
Odela Nkosi amabhasi ahamba silande ukuba sizozwa izwi lakho.
Who sends, Lord, buses all over to collect us to just to hear your word.
Atseko Nkosi icala negazi esandleni sakhe.
Lord, his hands are clean, they have got no blood anymore.
Ngoba kufezile Nkosi ukuthi akagcine lokho ukuthi nathi kabili ngonyaka sithola inkonzo.
Because he has done what you told him, that twice a year we need to get these services.
Ingakho Nkosi simkhulekele ukuthi umgcine Nkosi siqhubeke lezi inkonzo.
That's why, Lord, we pray for him that you will keep him so that these conferences will not stop.
Amen.
Amen.